afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Ohio AgNet, the voice you know with the news you trust. From the Kalmbach Feed Studio, I'm Dave Russell with a look at farm news and information on your Tuesday. According to the Ohio Field Office of the National Ag Statistics Service, farmers took advantage of nearly 6 days suitable for field work last week. Soybean harvest in particular made the biggest jump. As of Sunday, soybean harvest was 55% complete, up 19 points from the previous week, but still 10 points behind the five-year average of 65%. 34% of the Ohio soybeans were rated good to excellent, 38% of the crop rated fair, 27% rated poor to very poor. Corn harvest in Ohio was 26% complete, up 10 points from last week, but 15 points behind the five-year average of 41%. 36% of the Ohio corn crop is rated good to excellent, 38% rated fair, 26% of the corn crop rated poor to very poor. The seeding of winter wheat jumped 11 points from a week ago, with 83% of the crop now seeded. 57% of the crop has emerged, compared to 37% a week ago. Topsoil moisture in the state, 50% adequate to surplus, 50% short to very short. Nationwide, both corn and soybean harvest is still behind schedule. More from Stephanie Ho.
USDA meteorologist Mark Brusberg has the latest on corn maturity.
The National Ag Statistics Service has reported that as of October 20, corn was 86% mature. Normally, they would be about 97% mature. Last year, they were 99. So we're still seeing the effects of the late planting and some of the cool weather that slowed down the crop.
Harvest numbers are further behind.
30% of the corn nationally was harvested. That's an increase of 8 points over last week. Last year, they harvested 48%, and the average was 47%. So they're still nearly 20 points behind schedule in harvesting.
Brusberg says the nation's soybean crop is faring better than corn.
They're dropping leaves on 94% of the acreage. That's pretty close to the five-year average of 97%, and last year they had 98%.
Still, though, he says soy farmers are lagging in harvest.
They were able to harvest 46% total as of October 20. And that's behind last year's 51 and the five-year average is 64, but they did jump 20 points from the previous week, so they were able to get into the field.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Milk production in the 24 major states during September totaled 16.8 billion pounds, up 1.6% from September last year. August's revised production at 17.5 billion pounds was up 0.5% from August 2018. The August revision represented an increase of 32 million pounds or 0.2% from last month's preliminary production estimate. Production per cow in the 24 major states averaged 1,913 pounds for September, 33 pounds above September last year. The number of milk cows on farms in the 24 major states was 8.8 million head, 11,000 head less than September last year, but 7,000 head more than August 2019. The markets are next.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
The markets are brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry, online at seedconsultants.com. At the close of trade in Chicago on Tuesday, December corn, $3.88, up 0.75 cents. March corn, $4, up 0.25 cents. May corn, $4.06 3/4, unchanged. November soybeans, $9.34, up 0.75 cents. January soybeans, $9.48 1/4, up 1¢ 1/4. March soybeans, $9.59 3/4, up 0.75. December wheat, $5.18, down 5½. July wheat, $5.33 1/2, down 4¼. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October cattle, $109.87, down $1.07. December cattle, $113.70, down 17 cents. December hogs, $65.50, down $2.32. February hogs, $76.27, down $1.90. October feeder cattle, $143.70, up 27 cents. Thanks for joining us on the Ohio AgNet.